Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Zach is ready to rock this thing, Steve Migs. So why don't you go ahead and get out of here?
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Taryn.
Which ocean mammal is nicknamed the killer whale?
The orca.
Yes. Marianne and Ginger were characters on what TV show?
The Golden Girls?
No.
Pass.
Dry ice is the frozen form of what gas?
Is it carbon dioxide?
It is. What dessert features coffee-soaked ladyfingers, mascarpone filling, and a dusting of cocoa powder?
Tiramisu.
Yes, sir. In which decade did the Dust Bowl devastate U.S. farmers in the Midwest?
The 20s.
No.
The 30s.
Yes. Eric Weiss is the birth name of which illusionist?
Oh, is that Chris Angel?
No.
Pass.
Anosmia is the loss of which sense?
Smell?
Yes. In Disney's Snow White, what magical object does the queen ask questions to?
A mirror.
Yes. Which U.S. city is home to the Second City comedy troupe?
Chicago.
Correct. What is the name given to the distance around the outside of a circle?
The circumference.
Yes. Mary Ann and Ginger were characters on what TV show?
Shoot. Happy Days.
No! But you know what? Solid performance. 8 points you just scored there, Zach.
He's going to get that All one. Right. Steve's going to get that one. He's going to sing the damn jingle, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You did this to yourself, Taryn Daly.
Something has been predicted, Steve. We're going to see if it comes true or not.
Oh, I'm excited.
Are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Which ocean mammal is nicknamed the killer whale?
That would be the sperm whale.
No. The killer.
Killer whale. The great white.
No.
That's not a whale. The humpback.
No. Marianne and Ginger were characters on what TV show?
Gilligan's Island.
Yes. Dry ice is the frozen form of what gas?
Methane.
No.
Butane.
No.
Hydrogen.
No. What dessert features coffee-soaked ladyfingers, mascarpone filling, and a dusting of cocoa powder?
Cannoli?
No.
I don't even know. What the hell is that? I'll pass.
In which decade did the Dust Bowl devastate U.S. farmers in the Midwest?
The 30s.
Yes. Eric Weiss is the birth name of which illusionist?
Is that, Harry Houdini?
It is. Anosmia is the loss of which sense?
I'm going to go with, smell.
Yes. In Disney's Snow White, what magical object does the queen ask questions to?
A mirror.
Yes. Which U.S. city is home to the Second City comedy troupe?
That would be Chicago.
Correct. What is the name given to the distance around the outside of a circle?
The circumference.
Yes. Steve, you got 7 correct, and that's pretty good. But it's not enough to beat Zach. Wow. Zach got 8 correct.
Nice
8
job,
to
Zach.
7. Well
Let's
done.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It was a Zach attack.
He knew that the ocean mammal that is nicknamed the killer whale is the orca whale.
Oh.
Yes. He also knew that dry ice is the frozen form of carbon dioxide. Uh-huh. And he also knew that coffee-soaked ladyfingers, mascarpone filling, and a dusting of cocoa powder is tiramisu. Yeah. Are you a fan of that dessert?
No.
Sounds like you're not.
I think it's kind of trash, if you ask me personally. Hot take. I'm sorry.
Hot take.
So what was the thing that you thought was...
I'm disappointed in you.
What, was I supposed to say 69 or something?
No, it was Marianne and Ginger being a part of Gilligan's Island. He thought for sure you were going to break into the theme song.
You do it every single time that damn question comes up, and you didn't do it. So I'm very disappointed.
A three-hour tour.
And the rest
here on Gilligan.
That's why I didn't do it.
Oh, that's why.
The Daily Mix Show.
We just love this Odyssey app feature that lets you leave us a voice message. And every day when we check in, there are some interesting ones, Steve Miggs.
Yes, we got a Kraken update from a Montreal listener. And then somebody spotted us in the wild.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Everlast.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
You can leave us a voice message anytime, day or night, and you can do it through the Odyssey app. Just keep an eye out for the little microphone icon, hold it down, and let it rip. Steve Miggs, what's happening in there today?
Let's start things off with a little hockey chat. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, Daily Mix Show. This is Gilles calling in from Montreal after a disappointing Kraken overtime loss.
So, Gilles, we talked to him yesterday, and he's originally from Montreal, but lives here, but then went back to Montreal to go see his two favorite hockey teams, the Seattle Kraken and the Montreal Canadiens.
So awesome.
And he told us that he was going to be wearing, because we were like, well, what jersey are you going to wear? And he said he was wearing a jersey that was half Kraken, half Canadiens. And I showed you guys the picture on social media, and he was exactly doing that.
It looked so dope.
It's crazy. I'm sure there were some Canadiens fans who are just like, what is...
What is that?
What's up with this guy?
I do have to say that this was an amazing game, but I did learn that after 5 years, I'm a Kraken fan at heart, and this loss sucked. Also, there's no way I can root for a Toronto team, so let's go Mariners. This is our year. Taryn, let's go see Rush.
Yeah.
It will be my birthday, and this is a lifetime opportunity.
All right, there you go.
All right, we're going. We're doing it.
But he's got to wear his Rush and yes. Kiss jersey.
That honestly, that's one of my biggest regrets from the last time Rush came through is they had a hockey jersey for sale, Steve, and I didn't buy it.
Yeah, but how much money would you have to spend on something like
that? It was very expensive. It was hundreds of dollars.
I was going to say, probably at least $300.
Yeah, it was very spendy, but I have regrets.
It is funny how he said, though, because he was originally a Canadiens fan, then fell in love with the Kraken, and it sucked watching the Kraken lose to what was originally his team. I remember going to see a Kraken game against the New Jersey Devils when, as I think, it might have been season one or season two for the Kraken. And I had my Kraken jersey on, but underneath it, I had my Devils shirt. And I was like, oh, both of my teams. And I think the Devils ended up winning the game. And I looked at my wife and I was just like, I don't think I've ever experienced a feeling of being upset that my childhood team just won a game, but I guess I am a Kraken fan, and I guess it just confirms that the Devils are my number two team.
The Kraken won you over, Steve.
1,000. That's your home team,
yeah.
Though. Yeah. All right, here's our next voice message.
Did I see you guys at the mall yesterday?
Yes, you did see us at the mall yesterday.
Hanging at the mall.
That's what we do after the show. We always go to malls.
All the cool kids do.
Yeah. I could have sworn I saw Steve and Taryn there, and then all of a sudden I look back, and there's Danny carting them around the mall.
Danny is like our mall tour guide.
Well, were we being carted around? I don't remember that part.
I put you guys in a shopping cart and had you guys make sure you guys knew everything about the mall.
I thought we were one of those big, giant stuffed animals that are motorized.
Oh.
Why didn't we do that?
Next time for sure.
I think we'd break those.
Do they have that at the South Center?
Yes, they do.
Okay, next year.
Looks like you guys went to a sports store or something. I was too nervous to come say hi, but I just want to know if that was actually you guys or if it was just like three... doppelgangers.
Okay, that would be awesome if it was three people who looked just like us. I'd feel bad for those three people.
Very good looking people, I'm sure.
Especially for the bald guy. Yes, we ended up, we went to Trappers for lunch, but we got there early, so we're like, let's just go to the mall and see if we can find cool Mariners shirts.
And we did do some shop. We didn't buy anything, but one of the other highlights, I think, for all of us was seeing that there's a Toys R Us opening.
I realized that we're both, well, all of us are dorks, that all three of us took out our phones and took a picture of the Toys R Us, just in case if they decide to shut it down, we have proof that there's an actual full-on brick-and-mortar Toys R Us store in there.
I also like that we walked in and just kind of stared. We were just enamored with the fact that there was a Toys R Us back in action.
We didn't do anything else. We just walked in, walked down a couple aisles, and we're like, I don't know what to do, guys.
Behold!
I almost feel like we went in there just to confirm it actually was a Toys R Us. And we walked in, we looked around, like, yep, this checks out. There's a bunch of toys. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
I did tell my wife, I'm like, we need to take Tatum.
It'll be a very expensive day for you, Steve.
I know. I'll probably regret doing that, but it's not the Toys R Us that we grew up with. I mean, you remember
It's like a fraction of the size.
Yeah, it's now a Spirit Halloween store.
Yes.
But the Toys R Us used to be its own full-on building. But it was still cool that it wasn't just like in the corner of a Macy's. Like totally. It had its own spot. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe this is like the turnaround for Toys R Us.
I'm here for it.
Hi, Karen Daly. It was really great to meet you at the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walk on Saturday. It was a really uplifting, amazing event. And thank you for listening to my story as a survivor and Team KISW.
Elizabeth, she was amazing. She joined the KISW team and walked with us. She brought her kids with her and shared with me her cancer journey. And she's got this wonderful, supportive man in her life now. And just she just was one of those people that you meet and you talk to him and you give a big hug and you just feel better. She was wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And so the event went well. We didn't have a chance to chat about it. But so a lot of Rockaholics there?
A lot of Rockaholics there. I think they raised over $207,000 for breast cancer and the American cancer. Well, against breast cancer. Not for breast cancer, obviously. And but the Mariner.
Thanks for clarifying that, Tara. I was like, what kind of heathens are you raising money for cancer?
We're very against it. But the Mariner Moose showed up, which was really exciting. People lost their minds about that.
Did Humpy show up?
Humpy did not show up.
Oh, I thought those two were like best friends now.
Humpy's schedule has gotten very busy lately.
Fair.
So he just wasn't available at that time. But I'm sure we'll see him about town soon.
So great times, though.
Great time. And thanks to everybody who donated and supported such an important cause.
The Daily Mix Show.
We hope you already have your tickets for December 12th, Unwrapped an Acoustic Holiday, with all acoustic action from some of your favorite bands, like Brent and Zach from Shinedown and The Pretty Reckless. We're going to be at Angel of the Winds Arena, and you can grab your tickets at KISW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Seattle Mariners are back home for games 3 and 4 of the ALCS. Both of those games
could be 3, 4, and 5, but let's hope it's just 3 and 4.
Let's take care of that business.
Yeah.
Both of the games are officially sold out, and you can imagine what the prices of those resale tickets are going for right now. This is Como 4 reporting on it.
Just 6 games standing in between the team and that champion title, but if you want to see any of it play out in person, it is going to cost you.
Tickets on MLB's website are sold out for games 3 and 4 on Wednesday and Thursday, but you can still find them online secondhand. And fans say this season, the team is going to get it done.
This is the year. I know we say that every year, but this is the year.
Now, that doesn't sound like us, but I believe that is us.
That is us.
Yes.
While the Mariners work to punch their ticket to the title, if you want to buy a ticket, it could run you anywhere from a couple $100 to several $1,000s. At the game or not, fans are excited to see their team go so far.
I can't say enough. This is the best team I've ever seen. I love the Mariners so much.
I mean, he's like 7 years old. Like, it's the best team.
The best team he's ever seen in his whole life.
Maybe he's 12.
Well, we did see some of the tickets were starting around like $276.
Would you pay $276 for a ticket?
Yes.
You would pay $200 for one ticket?
Yes.
For game 3 or game 4?
Ooh, for game 4.
See, I think the ticket's going to go. If they win today.
Yeah.
And there's a potential of them clinching their World Series spot in game 4. Those tickets are not going to be $276.
I say I would do it, but it's one of those, like, I'm like, ooh, that when it actually comes down to brass tacks, I don't know if I would.
Sports is tough because you're not guaranteed your team's going to win.
I know. I was thinking about all the Toronto fans the other day and all how dejected they looked after the win. And it's like, man, I can't even imagine how much they spent on these tickets.
Like, you spend several $100 for a concert. You're pretty sure you're going to get to enjoy the concert from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a sporting event. That's why I like wrestling, man. It's all predetermined. I know I'm going to have a good time. No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, you could have, like, the great, like, imagine being a Detroit Tigers fan. You spent, like, thousands of dollars for that game. And you're like, this was the greatest game ever, 15 innings, but it ended horribly.
But at least you got your money's worth.
Man, as someone who went to the Super Bowl to go see the Seahawks play the Patriots and paid a lot of money, and I was like, this is the greatest experience of my life. I got to go to a Super Bowl. But it would have been the most amazing experience of my life if the Seahawks would have won, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, it does kind of taint the experience.
I mean, everything is more expensive now. Obviously, yes. These tickets are astronomical. Rush fans right now from the music world, not very happy about the ticket prices of the reunion shows.
What would they expect? They're going to be $50?
I mean, some of the premium packages are going for $2,500, Steve. It's crazy.
I know. It's crazy that you dropped that kind of money
yesterday. Yeah, sure.
What's the most you've ever spent on a concert or an event?
So we've gone down to that Beach Life Festival in California a couple times. And so, I mean, if you're not including airfare and all that, just the ticket to get inside for the 3 days, it's like probably around $600 for GA plus.
What's the plus? Like a bottle of water?
Plus means that you can go in and out. Like you can leave and come back in.
That's so if you don't pay extra, you're stuck there.
Yeah, like once if you just are regular GA, once you're out for the day.
So you're paying money just so you can leave.
So you can leave, you can go get something to eat somewhere else that's not as expensive. You can go get your jacket from your room.
I've done the GA plus thing before too, but it's like you got a different viewing of the stage. Mm. You get like air conditioned bathrooms, stuff like that.
I want a girlfriend experience for that.
Okay.
What's the most expensive show you've ever been to, Steve?
I think it might have been the Justin Timberlake show that I took my wife for her birthday or anniversary. I think it was her birthday many years ago. And it was at Key Arena, and I wanted to get good seats. And so I was like, I'll pay whatever I have to pay to be as close as possible. And it ended up being, I think it was like a little over $600-$700 for a pair.
And that was a different economy than the one we're in now.
It was tough. And we weren't even that close.
Oh,
that
no.
was the most frustrating part. Like, I spent all this money, and we weren't even that close. It might have been close to $800 with all the service charges and all that crap. The nice thing was, because I was like, oh, man, I was really trying to, I did it for her. The nice thing was he was, like, on a scaffold that he had, like, as part of the show. And at one point, the scaffold stopped literally no further than you and I. Like, a couple of feet away from us was Justin Timberlake singing. And I'm watching my wife just forget that she's even married as she's staring at him. But I was like, you know what? At least we had this moment. I was like, otherwise, I was like, geez, man, this is a lot of money.
But was it a good show, though? You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I wouldn't have spent that kind of money for it for myself.
I mean, you got to see one of the members of NSYNC live, Steve. That's very big.
Now, if it was Joey Fatone, I would have been like, take all my money.
Yeah, of course.
Danny, what about you?
I mean, the most I've spent, and I didn't end up going, was for When We Were Young a few years ago. And I think I just did GA, and it was, but I think for two tickets, it was like north of $900.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then I didn't end up going. I ended up selling them. And I did get face value back for them, though. So there was at least that.
That's nice.
But yeah, when you start, like, when you do add in the hotel and the flights and everything, it's like, I just can't do this.
Someone even just texted, I feel you, Steve. I got tickets to see the Raiders versus the Bucks in the Super Bowl in San Diego. It was an amazing experience, except for the game. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about the Seahawks game. Those tickets were just insane. And then the ending was just like, can I get my money back?
Yeah, let's not talk about the ending.
Exactly.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, what is the most you've ever paid for a concert or an event? Call 206-803-ROCK and we will take your calls after Blind Melon. We are so curious about the most money you've ever spent on a concert or an event. Call 206-803-ROCK to tell us your story. Steve Miggs, someone that's on hold right now, dropped $900 for tickets for them, their girlfriend, and 10 strippers.
Oh, that sounds like a deal.
We're going to get that entire story in just a moment. But first, let's check in with Tina from Tacoma. Tina, what's the most you've paid for a concert or an event?
Most I paid was almost $1,400, and it was the Linkin Park concert a couple of weeks ago. And that was for two tickets, and I was front row, right dead center in front of the band.
They put on a great show.
It was the best concert I ever been to.
I hope so for that kind of money.
Yeah, right?
Did you get to interact with the band much, Tina?
What's that?
Did you get to interact with the band much?
No. I mean, he came down in the crowd a little bit, but I still wasn't that close to him. He was off to the side. And before that, it was Metallica about 7 years ago when I paid $450 for one ticket.
Ooh. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's a deal.
206-803-ROCK. Adam from Tacoma, what's the most you ever paid for a concert or an event?
It was roughly $900 for myself, my girlfriend, and 10 strippers.
Was this a Groupon deal or what?
No, this is not. It was back in the day, I think they called it like rock something. It was like right before New Year's, and they had the T-Dome, Tacoma Dome.
Okay.
And a lot of strippers turned out to be really good friends. One of them actually dated my brother in high school. So I say, hey, I was making really good money. I say, hey, I'll just take us all out. The girlfriend was not pleased. Her name was Emily. We're no longer together, obviously.
I was saying, how do you pitch that to your girlfriend? Like, hey, I want to take you out for a New Year's party at the Tacoma Dome. Oh, and by the way, I'm also bringing 10 strippers with us.
Well, quite honestly, I just see what I want to do.
Okay, fair. I mean, plays by his own rules.
206.
You know what? I'm going to start doing that too.
Yeah.
What do we got going on this weekend? I'm bringing strippers.
206-803.
Trunk or treat at the church? Who cares? Bringing strippers.
James in Seattle, what is the most you've ever paid for a concert or an event?
Well, we went to the National Championship Huskies a couple years back in Houston. My wife and I, we did $4,500 apiece for VIP, everything. That included airfare, hotel, everything. But honestly, it didn't cost me anything because I won all that money when the Huskies beat the Ducks in Vegas at the Pac-12 championship. So I actually was up money, but it was a great experience. I met Detlef Schrempf. I met Warren Moon, Danielle Laurie. Ask D. Ted Smith about the Houston Four. He's got stories.
Wow, and I believe the Huskies didn't win it. It didn't taint the experience at all for you.
Well, of course it would have been a better experience, yeah. But man, like you, Steve, going to the Super Bowl, amazing experience, and that would have been the capper. The win would have been the capper, but man, going to the national championship like that was like going to the Super Bowl.
Wow,
the event, the people, the whole hotel being entirely all Huskies. All purple. It was just an amazing experience.
James, you should see Taryn's face as a cougar over here. She's like looking like she's going to get sick. I think that sounds awesome.
Sounds fun for someone.
And I love the way he thinks, because I would do the exact same thing as well. I'm like, well, I won all this money, so technically I'm not even spending any money.
You're just playing with house money. It's
exactly.
Fine. 206-803-ROCK. Alan in Seattle, what is the most you ever paid for a concert or an event?
Good morning, guys. A couple years back, I flew out to Orlando to a small festival called Heart Support Fest with all my favorite hardcore and punk emo bands from my youth. And that was about $700 per ticket for VIP.
Oh, wow.
Plus all the
airfare
and travel.
Alan, what did VIP get you?
So our own little viewing area, but you could go in and out, the air-conditioned bathrooms, your own, like, bar area and all that stuff. But then I could just jump over the rail for GA and get in the pit whenever I wanted, so it was nice.
That is awesome. The air-conditioning thing would be pretty clutch.
That is worth the price of admission for sure.
Hey, Steve, where are you going? I'm going to go pee again. Why? I don't have to pee. I just want to be in the air-conditioned bathroom. This feels so good.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs this morning, sitting with 325 wins, 105 losses, and 93 ties so far this year? Also, we did a cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 on the men's room. Maybe you heard that. Three correct answers for the upcoming game. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.